when they first begin to settle on, they get a little old rubber rattler, a little rubber on it, ring something. He'd pick up and rattle and shake it, put it in his mouth. And he gets bigger, he begins to play with something else. And it grows on up, and after he gets 2-3 years old, enough to walk, he don't have parents come by and play with him, gone on the walk and trying to get into devilment, or they can out in the yard somewhere. Getting a place he ain't got no business.
Yeah. You say, I have just taught him a letter. I have just...
Just done what?
I have just taught him a letter.
Wrote him a letter.
Uh-huh. And you say, yesterday he taught me a letter. Yesterday.
He answered that letter.
Uh-huh. So when I got the answer, then I wrote him another letter.
I answered his letter.
Uh-huh.
And he answered his letter. He wrote me another letter back.
Mm-hmm. You say tomorrow I'm going to
town tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Or tomorrow I'm gonna wrote him a letter.
Yeah. Answer his letter tomorrow.
Uh-huh. You put the letter in the envelope, and then you take out your pen and you do what?
I get his address, post office, on my address, and his name and address, and then his post office where it's to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Put my stamp on.
So what do you say you do when you put the address on the letter? You say you're going to?
Put it in the mailbox.
Or when you take the envelope, then you take out your pen and you do what?
I put his name and address on it.
What would you say, you back the letter?
I back the letter to him.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, you can't get through there because the highway department had their machines in and now the road's all... They'd been digging it up and all. You said the road's all...
Now, how did that come in?
Well, you say you can't drive through there because the highway department had their machines in and they were digging the road up and all, and now it's all
torn up.
And you give someone a bracelet, you want to see how it looks on her. You say, go ahead and
put it on, try it on.
And you say, he moved here in 1960 and he's lived here ever
since.
And you say, that wasn't an accident. He did that. That was no accident. He did that.
No, he just moved in, I guess, to make his home.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, she whacked him with a big knife. She
done what?
Well, she took a big knife, you'd say she...
Stabbed him.
And say it, if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to do what?
I'd lift it up.
Is there any other way of saying lift it?
I'd pick it up.
What about hoist or heist it? Do you ever say that?
I do say...
Would you ever say hoist it up or heist it up?
Well, you could force it up on now.
Mm-hmm. And say if someone had done something kind of mean or something, you might say, well, if you thought that the person had meant to do that, you'd say, now that wasn't accidental. He did.